Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about something I think we all know is true. Are womenists a little more crazy than the average person? Hint, yes. I'm actually wearing my glasses tonight. I've been wiping myself out at the gym, and I'm doing 2-a-days, and I haven't actually lost a single pound in the last, 25, 30 days I've been doing it, which either means I am, but I'm eating a lot of protein and I'm under calories. So I think I'm gaining muscle. I feel like I'm gaining muscle and losing fat, but time will tell. I know my face looks a little thinner. All right, so are womenists actually crazier than your average person? Simon says yes.
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
What I'm going to talk about here is a study that came from ANES, and then I have an article to read at the end of this. So ANES says that they are a site that does analytical research based around elections and other data. And the important bit they have here is the study design highlights data collection for the ANES 2020 time series study. Pre-election interviews began in August 2020 and continued until Election Day. Now, they did some other ones that were not elected or not around the election, and that's what I'm going to be reading through. But they said that they did web only, mixed web groups, web and phone, and mixed video, which is video, web, and phone. And study also features re-interviews with 2016 ANES respondents. So basically, they have the number of people that were actually selected in the study. I will read from that here in just a moment. So the Z-score guide, I looked this up because I wanted to make sure, because they do have a chart that has the Z-score. And they say the definition Z-score, sometimes called the standard score, is a measurement of how many standard deviations a point is away from the mean of its data set. To be more specific, it is a measurement of the number of standard deviations a data point is above or below the mean population. This statistical measurement is used to compare data points from different data sets to find correlations. Z-score can be zero, positive, or negative. If the score is zero, it indicates the score is identical to the mean. In other words, point is average. Nice English. Positive values represent how far above the mean a point is on the distribution curve. Negative values represent how far below the mean a point is on the distribution curve. The reason why I wanted to read that to you is because of the chart I'm going to be reading for shows the deviation point for political affiliations and for, womenists. So the first one I wanted to talk about here is the Standard Deviation Mental Health Index. Now, they surveyed, this is from ANES of 2020, and this is before any elections or anything like that, and they talked to liberals, moderates, and conservatives. Now, we know many liberals. I myself am actually kind of a moderate to moderate liberal, although I am conservative on many things. I'm also kind of progressive on some other things, so I really do not fit in any one camp. However, unfortunately, today, when you say liberal, many cases you're actually talking about far left. Well, the womanist movement is one of those that is considered liberal, but it's actually on the forefront avant-garde of the left. And you can see here that the Z-score for females in the age of 18 to 29 are 0.8, which is almost one standard above deviation. I mean, it's extremely high. And then the men are 0.16, which is much lower, obviously. And then as you get older, it drops down. 0.5 for the women in the 30 to 49, and from 50 to 64, 0.28. Now, I have to put this out there because eventually somebody will grab this video and decide to do a roast on me. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the way this reads is that, again, if you the closer you are to zero, that is closer to the average or the mean. If you are below it, that means that you're actually more mentally healthful, if this is the mental health index. Because they're not saying that this is, like, the negative score is not a good, or the positive score is not a good score, from my understanding. That means you're above. And I have other correlations that'll prove this. If you look at the moderate, it's the women are still really the only ones that are above the average. And then if you look at conservative, men and most of the women are actually below on the Z-score. So it really does go to show that both male and female, but primarily female, and both the moderate and the liberal are kind of a little bit cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Now, the next graph I have here, it says, has a doctor or other healthcare provider ever told you that you have a mental health condition? And this is the percent that said yes. Okay. Now they've broken this into POC or people of color or non-white and white. And the N group, they have 3,973 people they talked to that were part of the minority. And they have 7,494 that were part of the Caucasian or white group. And they say here, the doctor or healthcare provider ever told you you have a mental health condition. So this is a doctor telling you, you have a mental health problem. Now that could be deep sadness, the deep depression. It could be being completely bonkers. It might also be something like, hey, maybe you have a sleep problem or sleep deprivation. I don't know all of the criteria that they covered underneath this, but nonetheless, it goes to show you more problems. The very liberal, and that's 19% for the POC, people of color, and white is 38%, or 40% of women, 40% of Caucasians that are very liberal have been told they have a mental health problem. When you look at just liberal, which I guess very liberal, really, there's no such thing as very liberal, it's really left. The liberal, 26.4% is the high note for Caucasians. Moderate is 19%. Conservative, 11%. Very conservative, 14%. So again, everything skews that the left side of the aisle is a little bit not as mentally well adjusted. Now, why this is, I don't know. I didn't look into those statistics, but we know the womenists and the girl power movement and all the social justice and all the justice warriors that are out there, they are all very far left leaning. So when we say, hey, you guys are crazy, there may be some actual science behind it. Again, this is a sampling of 7,500 people, and this is here in the United States. It's not inclusive of all over the globe, but hey, we got to start somewhere with some data. The next one I have. Now, this one actually breaks it down by age group. Again, has a doctor or other healthcare provider ever told you you have a mental health condition? The Caucasian liberal, white liberal, 18 to 29 age group, 45.9%. Now, guys, this is, if you're in a big city, they're mostly left-leaning or very liberal. If you're in a very large city, if you're in a larger population, usually than 500,000 to a million people. This is saying that in the age range that many guys will be looking for someone to date, 45.9% of them have been told, you have a mental health problem. Now, in the 30 to 49% age group, 34.8%, so still over a third. And then as you get above that, it drops off. Now, the moderate, 26%, or a quarter of 18 to 29, and about a quarter of people in 30 to 49. And then in the more conservative, it is 20% from the 18 to 29 group, 20% or 1 in 5, and in the 30 to 49, 16%. So again, as you can say, as you're moving more conservative, I'm not saying politically they're right, but based on how people are identifying themselves, more people that identify as moderate and especially very liberal have been told they have more mental health problems. Make of this what you will. I'm just bringing this up because if you're in a major city and you don't agree with a lot of the very liberal or very left politics of things, and you say, man, women, it seems today are kind of crazy. Well, 45.9% of them very well may be. And this one, again, same thing, but they broke it down male to female. Has a doctor or other healthcare provider ever told you that you have a mental health condition? Again, from the Caucasian liberal, 56.3% of women in the age of 18 to 29. So when you take the men out of the equation, almost 60% of very liberal women are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, or they have some other health issue. Let's not make fun of this situation. It is very serious. It is very serious. These people have something going on. Again, they didn't. I did not look at the data points to see what it was. This could include sleeplessness. This could include deep sadness. But let's face it. If somebody is having a little bit of a mental health condition, is this somebody you really want to be dating? Is this someone that's in a good place that you're going to say, hey, I would like this person in my life? Simon says no. So that's 56.3% of women in a liberal area that are no bueno. That's, again, 60%. Moderate areas, 26%. And of the and as you go in the age groups, they usually drop down a little bit. Again, you can see the graph on the main screen here. And then conservative, again, 27% in the 18 to 29. So still between 1 in 4 and 1 in 3. So it's still a third to a quarter of women that are having these issues. Now, the men, even the worst case scale of men anywhere is 33%. And that's from 18 to 29 male that identifies as very liberal. And the least is conservative men over the age of 65, which is 4.5%. So again, but if you look at all of this, number one, men do not have nearly the same amount of health, mental health issues that women do. Why? I think it's because we're more mentally prepared. And the more you move towards conservative is very, hey, free. They're very kind of traditional thinking. And maybe maybe there's a difference in the family or the upbringing that has something to do with this. So I'm gonna kind of, I've got the dating profiles of the day, but I'm gonna read an article here by Return of Kings, a guy named Corey Savage. This is a few years old, but I think this, I'm not saying that what he says is true, but this is the perception that men are having when they're looking at people to date and why so many men have said, you know something, I'm not really interested in dating. I'm not feeling it, you know, going to the 56% of liberal women that have been told by a doctor they have mental health issues. Well, these are 20 reasons he says 20 reasons why modern women are so unstable and undesirable or so miserable. I'm going to change that to 20 reasons why womenists are so unstable and undesirable. He says, by all measures that womenists like to tout, Western women today have more rights, more freedom, more choices, and more privilege than any other time in human history. Considering how women are favored to be CEOs to meet gender diversity quotas, have much greater hiring preference over men in STEM fields, and are able to divorce and extort men using the state, and can ruin any man with false accusations, we can even say that women are now the new privileged class. And I would agree with that. Now, anything that he says, like to be favored for CEOs and gender diversity quotas and to be getting higher preference over men in STEM fields, he's left hyperlinks. So I'll leave this article below. And if you want to kind of drill down on those, and if you disagree and you want to read those, that's fine. I followed a couple of them. They led to other news places that you can read. Let's face it, I don't think you can trust the news coming from anywhere anymore. You have to do your own investigation. There's so many things that I've seen that come up that I'm like, oh, that sounds concerning. And then you look at four or five other sources and you kind of have to find where the truth is amidst all of it, which is very difficult. You almost have to become your own reporter. You get four people lying to you, and out of that, you got to figure out like what's the truth out of it. That's just where the media is today. He says, but in spite of it all, women today are actually less happy than their ancestors, whom feminists perceive as being oppressed. And furthermore, many are becoming increasingly unstable, violent, and harmful as they poison themselves with the toxic ideology that is womanism. The following points will show how womanism actually damages today's women rather than helps them. Number one, they hold on to so much anger and hate. And of course, they have somebody here that's heavily tatted, heavily pierced with flaming red hair. Remember, bright colors when used in the wild are a sign of toxicity. So when you see bright colors, especially when it comes to hair, remember that they may be toxic and you probably don't want to touch them with your mouth and or get near them because they also may be venomous. If you guys have ever seen the meme, there's, of course, the raging, yelling womanist that's got the short Karen hairdo and the glasses on, and she's kind of with her mouth open. That was, if you look at the movie, The Red Pill, which came out several years ago, there was a men's rights group, and they were having a I don't know, it wasn't really a protest. They were having a demonstration or something or other. And while men were standing there trying to explain themselves, like, well, no, we feel this and we think this, she was just screaming, oh, and not like actually having a conversation about their points, but was instead yelling her points over top of it and not even listening to them. And they tried to say, well, listen, what we're trying to, but let me explain. And no, she wasn't having any of it. So yes, they hold on to too much anger and hate. Before we even read this, I'll tell you why. I think at one point in time, I think these women chased some bad men. They went after the bad boys. They had a great time. And then eventually they got dumped. And the only people they can get are miserable guys that really they think they deserve better than, or they were treated poorly by guys. And now they take their anger out on all men. I think he even may mention that in this article. Women infected by womanism hold so much anger that it's etched onto their faces. In fact, spewing hatred for men seems to be the only thing that makes them feel good about their own empty lives. It's no wonder they like to come to our website to spew some of the most heinous insults, threats, and rampant sexist verbal abuse for merely having different opinions. At nowhere on my channel, by the way, have I said I'm right and womenists are wrong, or women are wrong and men are right. I've never said that. I just read news articles and say, here's my thoughts on stuff. Thank goodness I haven't gotten too many complaints, but I do get some of people that take offense to what I say. I'm just talking about my opinions. You can disagree about opinions. That's the great thing about them. I try to bring up some data points. You can disagree about my data points. You're welcome to it. And here's my rebuttal if you'd like to argue about it. Okay, you do you. There you go. That's how simple it is. But unfortunately, again, if you bring up a point that doesn't support their point, now they're going to call you names. Now they're going to tell you you're something derogatory and they make fun of you for it. They blame all men for their problems. Women are strong and independent, according to the womenists. But that's until when it's time to blame men for all their personal and social problems. Since they feel entitled to have men behave the way they want them to and cater to all their needs, it's natural for them. It's natural that the misogynists should be scapegoated if anything goes wrong for their own lives. Womenism, not so unironically, seems to erase women's sense of internal locus of control. This is something I think that is really important. If things go wrong in my life, it's my fault. If there's an unfair law, then I got to vote the right way, or I need to move someplace that's going to treat me fairly, or I need to obey the laws, or I need to try to maybe protest and try to get them changed. But if I screw up, I screw up. There's no point that I can ever look out and say, because of X, because of these people or this person or them, or that's why my life is not going well. The minute that you do that, you become the victim. And if you become the victim, you're lost. You're now at the whims of somebody else deciding what you and what your life is going to be. And I'll tell you something, that's a miserable place to be, because then you don't feel like you have any control over your own life. And if that's the way that you are, you're going to be a very unhappy person. Number three, they don't respect themselves. And the little poster here says, womanists, teach your son to respect women. Modern women barely even respect themselves. They're careless with their life choices, indulge in destructive hedonism of drinking and bedroom fun, go out of their way to purposely destroy their looks, and so on. Yet they expect men to offer them unconditional respect just because they're born women. You don't deserve respect because you're a loudmouth womanist. You have to earn it like everybody else. I've said this before too. Hey, if people don't want to respect me and I haven't earned your respect, well, yeah, okay, that's fine. Again, I can understand that. The best way to try to get someone to respect you is to earn their respect by doing good things and good deeds and being intelligent and having a spine and having a moral compass that guides you to do the right things. But if you don't have that, again, you kind of end up just being lost and saying, oh, everybody else needs to respect me because I should have it. I'm this or I'm that, or I've been held back because of that. It's just like the same thing as a guy that walks into, I don't know, a club, and he's going to start fights with people. And he says, all right, everybody needs to be afraid of me. I'm the world's greatest fighter. People are going to be like, sure you are, champ. Good luck on you. And someone's going to step up to challenge them. Somebody's going to end up knocking that guy out. And then they're going to say, well, he's not, obviously. But that's not how you earn respect. The way you earn respect is by earning it. Number four, they embrace being disgusting. This is quite the picture. It says, I'm fat, F off. She's got makeup on, what looks to be a goatee of makeup painted on, vertical lines shaved into her eyebrows. She's a bit on the heavy side, shall we say. Odd tattoos, weird jewelry. He says, womanism teaches women that femininity is sexist and oppressive, and it's no surprise that many young women today are purposefully making themselves look ugly and behave in a disgusting manner just to shock and offend people to get a reaction. It seems that even though, I don't know why this little Facebook thing, I wish this little tag on the side would go away, even though they want to avoid whatever misogynistic standards that they perceive as being forced on them, they still can't help but to engage in the female hobby of attention getting. Yeah, I mean, the multiple tattoos, the purple hair, the shaving this, the piercing that, the big gauges in your ears. Again, I have nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, at one point I had a zero or a double zero gauge in my ear. I'd never tried it. I said, hey, that, I don't know, like, let me try it out. That kind of looks interesting. I'm into weird stuff. Like, if it's something I've never tried, I try it. I tried it. I stretched it out to a zero or a double zero. I forget where I ended. And then I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then I took it out and I let them heal back up and now they're gone. I'm fine. Like, I don't mind people getting tattoos and doing all the piercings and everything else. But it's like the punk rock groups of the 80s, like the purple mohawks and the leather and the studs and the face paint and all that stuff. Hey, it's rebellion. I mean, people rebel in different ways. But the rebellion in the 80s was very much a leave me alone, anarchy, you know, fight the corporate powers that be. Now, today, the corporate companies are chasing after these purple-haired, pink-haired ladies, and because they're trying to sell them products, and they think if they virtue signal to them or to each other, whatever it is, they're gonna, hey, look, new Oreos now with rainbow cream in the center. Like, really, do you really care, or are you just trying to sell your brand? That's the irony of it. So yeah, you know, they're going for the reaction. I'm okay going for the reaction. But the problem is then when you say, hey, this is beautiful, or my weight is beautiful, and people go, no, I disagree. You can't force me to find you. Then to call them names, that's not how this works. Number five, they try too hard to act like men. Women today are confused as they are pressured to go against their feminine nature to behave as men do, instead of embracing the gift of their feminine qualities and their roles as wives and mothers. Women today are trying too hard to usurp the male roles in the name of equality. Of course, this play acting can only lead to inner suffering as their deviancy corrodes their emotional health. I don't think women necessarily need to follow the role of wife and mother. Number one, why? Because I don't want a wife. And number two, I don't want anybody that I'm dating to become a mother, because that would make me a father, and I don't want to be a father. But it does say that, hey, you know what? Women are trying to compete on the masculine field. You know, being powerful, being strong, being dominant, being that, those are male qualities. When a woman takes those over, Men either will compete with her, in which case she says that they're not giving her the right to compete, which is wrong. I mean, it's called a competition for a reason. You know, if you're both going for the same position and it's a man and a woman and you want to compete on the man's terms, men will work longer. Men will work more shifts. Men do not need to go home to be mothers. Men usually get more enjoyment out of work, so they tend to work harder. Doesn't mean women can't. It means for the vast majority, men enjoy that. Men enjoy that competition. Women don't. So women have stepped onto the men's playing field, and then they complain because they're trying to play the game the way that men do, and they don't like it. And so they start complaining about it. Well, here's the thing. Men do not want to date masculine women. Men do not want to compete on that. Like, no man wants to come home and compete with his spouse or the person that he loves or cares about or is dating. He wants someone that is sweet and kind and feminine and that will submit a little bit. I mean, this constant. And here's the thing. If a woman wants to be dominant and she wants to come home to a man that will be sweet and kind and feminine and submit to her, good luck on you. Like, there are women that try it, but all of them seem to be pretty miserable when they get that guy. Number six, they love outrage reading. Womenists are vain and insecure as well as loving drama. This is why they must constantly engage in outrage reading to entertain themselves. The more they read misogynistic stories and articles, the more vindicated they feel about their own miserable lives. They need a scapegoat to dump their emotional baggage on after being swindled by the lies of womanism. I don't think it's just reading about it. I think it's also writing. There's so many articles that it's like Star Wars, whatever, Rise of Skywalker, whatever it was. I didn't really like the latest three, I'll be honest. Rise of Skywalker, it got panned horribly by audience because men, and men had a brigade, and here's why it's a toxic male. So, no, the movie just sucked. But they're always going to spin the narrative that it's bad, angry men that are somehow brigading because a woman was in the movie or something. They always have to find their own narrative that makes themselves feel great and be able to put everybody else down. I mean, it's a common thing in most things you read today. I mean, again, look at commercials. Bumbling husband, I don't know what I'm doing, honey. And she comes in and, oh, let me save the day. Let me show you. I mean, that's how everything is now. Number 7, they live a life of contradictions. I may speed these up just a little bit because I don't want to go too long. They live a life of contradictions, and it's a photo of a woman saying discrimination against women is wrong. Discrimination against men is equal opportunity. Women are strong and capable, but they are perpetual victims who need government protection. Women want to be beautiful and garner attention, but they want to avoid being objectified. They preach about equality for women, but when they still want all the privileges that come with being a woman. These are just a few of the many contradictions that women must juggle with as ideology battles biology for dominance in the fickle minds. It's no wonder that they're so crazy. Hey, how about this? 50-50 divorce law. 50-50. 50-50 custody. Whoever makes more of the salary can pay a little bit extra to the other one for child care and child support. 50-50 across the board. Alimony out the window if the woman's working, even if he makes more. Now, if she makes more, then she has to pay him. But again, we know women don't date down or they don't marry down. So why are they not fighting for those laws to go away? Because it benefits them. But so basically, they want everything that benefits them kept. But if it doesn't benefit them, they want it to go away, or they want to blame men for the problem. Number 8, they don't have children. Thank goodness. Although I think some of them do. I think some of them do, and they have it in their young fun days with Johnny Bad Boy. And then when they get older and no man wants to date them or marry them because now they're girl power and they also have kids, I think that's what twists the blade a little bit more and makes them even worse. It's women's biological function to have children. In fact, the fact that many women today are barren because they have sold their souls to education and career makes them miserable as they are fighting their biology to live a life that is unnatural. And with every criticism, they'll scream louder and louder to drown out the ticking sound of their biological clock. Egg freezing is in like business, let me tell you. Egg freezing is in because they say, oh, you can put aside all this, freeze your eggs, and then when you get to be 40, 45, and you've met the man of your dreams, and you have the big, beautiful house, and the 3-car garage, and the 2 vehicles, and Mr. Perfect that is at home helping 50-50 housework, vacuuming, and doing the laundry, then you can have your kids. Good luck on you. Who would want to have a kid at 40? That means by the time the kid's done with college, you're 65 in retirement age. Forget it. They spend their entire lives pretending. Modern women pretend to be capable. They pretend to be strong. They pretend that they're not offended. They pretend that they're happy. They pretend that they're in control. They pretend that they're not rakes. They pretend that they're a good person. They pretend that they know what they're doing with their lives, and this goes on and on. All this pretending is taking its toll on their lives, and the only way they know how to cover it is by pretending even more. They don't have any standards, and they show a picture of a big girl. In the womanist world, all women are beautiful no matter what. So it begs the question, is there actually such a thing as an unattractive woman, or is calling every single woman beautiful the way of living in a pretend world to preserve their egos? You know what? If everybody is amazing, then no one's amazing because everybody's amazing. I mean, if everybody's a 0 and then one day you say everybody is a 1 because no one is above anybody else and this person can't be prettier, and this person can't be more unattractive, and this person can't be dumber, and this person can't be smarter. Everybody is perfect. All you're doing is taking that 0 line of average and moving it up here and now calling it perfect. People, there are differences in people. And the longer you try to fight this and not recognize it, the harder time you're going to have. They do too much drinking and illicit substances. There's no lie about that. They have a link, and I did follow this link, and I think it went to like, I don't remember the webpage, but women are drinking as much as men now, and they're doing lots of other illicit substances because it's party, party, party time. And I think, honestly, like we go back to the poll that or the poll that I was talking about, 0.8, which is almost one standardized deviation above normal, they're unhappy. So, of course, they're going to be drowning themselves in different things. Their egos are bloated. We know this. He talks about selfies and their Facebook and their Instagram is all pictures of themselves and on vacation and doing lavish lifestyle things and doing all these wonderful things. But there's no one else in the pictures or in their lives but themselves. When I went on my travels around the world, I was taking pictures of stuff. I think I had three or four selfies. And it was like me and my big backpack, and I had my anti-smog mask when I was in the Philippines. And I had my bags on me one time. Another time might be me on like Route 66 or on, I think it was Route 1 when I was going around Iceland, like a popular destination. It was like, hey, here's me on the road. And I think I had four out of them, like 1,000 photos. I don't even know how many I have up. Maybe me getting a tattoo in the Philippines, you know, kind of a memorable thing about my trip. If you go to a lot of these Facebook and Instagram and so on and so forth, these pages, all it is themselves. And it's like the old joke where it's like object, you know, if this is the object that the scenic background that a woman wants you to see, she's got her mug in front of it and you can barely see where she is or what, like, oh, here's a pad of paper. I'm going to show you a pad of paper in my photo. And you can barely see the pad of paper. They're always standing in front of the object. Why? Because they need to be the center of attention. They have unrealistic life expectations. We know this, alpha widows. Right? It's 49ers. It's the women that are four that want nines. They're alpha widows. They want the perfect house, the perfect car, the perfect husband, the perfect kids that do the perfect this and the perfect job with the perfect income, and everything is wonderful. And when it falls outside of those expectations, it's everyone else's fault but their own. They're short-sighted. I just did a video on this. Live in the moment. That's what they're doing. They're living in the moment and they're not thinking about what am I going to do 5, 10, 20, 30 years down the road. It's always now, now, now. There's no delayed gratification. I don't need to get into this one. I just did a video on it. They're vain. Yeah, it goes right back to the posting themselves all over social media. They're too pampered. A bunch of either parents are taking care of them, sugar daddies are taking care of them, their boyfriends are taking care of them, or big daddy government's taking care of them. Society as a whole is looking out for women. Men do not get any such protection. They've been conditioned to seek bad boys, right? It's the troublemaker, the wild guy, maybe the guy that's in great shape. He doesn't really care about them, but he's exciting and interesting, and the butterflies and the tingle. And so she chases after him over and over and over again until then one day she realizes the bad boys never wanted her. Now the bad boys don't want her because they're after the young girls. And now she wants to settle down with a, quote, normal nice guy. And the nice guys don't want her either. Now nobody wants her. And that's when they really turn into the womanist. Male feminists, male womanists, and the knights give them unconditional supports. Yes, the knights that are white. And this is a little graphic that says, to arms, brothers, a woman was insulted on the internet. And it shows a bunch of guys in night gear. Loser male womanists and the knights constantly defend women no matter what, to what end. Loser male womanists and knights constantly defend women no matter what end, what and end up. English, guys, English. Women no matter what and end up warping the worldview of these said women. I guess it works. Just put a comma in there, man. These pathetic men are the enablers of women's worst behaviors who encourage women to show even greater contempt for men. Yep, that's when, like, I've got guys that are like, dude, how can you just sit here and make fun of women constantly? And are you a loser? Do you not have women in your life? Do you not know, like, totally, dude. Like, they just think that everybody that disagrees with their views and don't think that all women are wonderful or that men should go out there and get married and maybe risk half their money. All guys, that if you have our kind of view, that you must obviously have something wrong with you. Heaven forbid, you may have actually looked into the data and realized that sticking up for women that hate you is not a good idea. They're chained to corporations and governments. Yep. They don't think ahead. They get into debt, and then they're stuck at a corporation trying to pay off their debt. And they're not thinking about the future. And since they have big daddy government and maybe a husband that may bail them out someday, they don't really protect themselves. Men don't have backup plans. So we have to take care of ourselves and look out for ourselves. And that includes retirement. We have no one else we can rely upon for retirement except ourselves. And they don't know what to do with their freedom. They've tried drinking, partying until blacking out. They blew cash to go shopping every weekend. They tried traveling to exotic locations to take photos for everyone to see on their Facebook. They slept with various men they barely know and cheated on their boyfriends for fun. They got useless diploma by taking out a loan they'll never be able to pay off for a degree that really is worthless. They bought their Lululemon outfits and tried hot yoga. They decided to hop on the womanist wagon to feel empowered and to hate on men. And then he gives a conclusion. But here's the big thing. I don't think women, I disagree that women are like this. I do think, though, that the further left-leaning it becomes, and the more that they're the womenist, and that all men are bad, and patriarchy, and all this other stuff, I think it's just, again, it's the, I've done no wrong, it's society is against me, this isn't fair, and everybody needs to change to accommodate me. That's their view of the world. Men understand that the world is not going to change for me. I need to make sure I do my own thing to navigate my own way. Even when things get tough, even when things get hard, I got to learn how to navigate it. Because if I don't, I may very well end up in a ditch somewhere. Where women have the government, they have everybody protecting them. And the thing is, it's a false sense of security. Because in the end, I think that they're going to be miserable. I think they're just going to be miserable. All right, let's do the dating profiles of the day. All right, this first one, she's 38. I blurred her face. She was nice looking. She's 38. She says, already divorced 4 times. I don't know who the guy was that was there for divorce number 2, 3, or 4. Here's a hint. Don't do it. Obviously, she's just, something's wrong with her, I'd think. Or she's got a bad picker. She just picks loser guys that are willing to marry her, which again is something maybe wrong with her. She says, already divorced 4 times. Will you be the 5th husband? Shocking. By the way, I easily get pregnant. I'll let you guess how many kids I have. Well, if you easily get in a pregnant way and you've been married 4 times, I might think each husband maybe has 1, maybe 2. She's probably got 4+ kids. Good times. Good catch. If you don't swipe right, I really don't understand. She'd be shocked if you don't swipe right on her. Unbelievable. The narcissism and the ego. Incredible. Good luck to you, you young gal. All right. And the next one's 23. Her main profile photo is her either in a filter or a lot of makeup. She has a face tattoo. She has a tattoo on her very ample and prominent chest of a skull and flowers. And she's 23. And in her hobbies, she has grabbing a drink, art, cooking, tattoos, and mental health awareness. Shocking. Mother of 2 girls at 23, looking for something serious, not interested in just hooking up. Well, of course you're not, because you've already hooked up many times, and now you have kids from it. Congratulations. You are now what we call not really wanted by young 20-year-old men. Be completely open and honest with me in the beginning, because that's the only way I'll be. Yes, I'd say you were completely open with some of your boyfriends, and that's how you have 2 kids. Guys, I'll tell you, I don't agree with everything that the 20 reasons why women are angry. I don't think that relates to all women, again, but I do think it relates to a lot of the kind of the left mob mentality, and that's going the kind of with the socialism and going with, because socialism is, well, the government needs to, and all the rich need to give it to me because I don't have it, and it's unfair that I don't have it, and they have it. So again, that's putting the control of your life out on somebody else. Well, the women at a 58.6%, I think it was, 58.6% have mental issues, and the numbers aren't much better for moderates. I think it was around, what did I say, 38 or 40%. It just goes to show you that between the age of 18 and 29, there are a very large subset of women that do have some mental issues. And so if you're not able to navigate that and not able to figure out why you can't seem to find yourself a reasonable girl, understand that the majority, 58.6 is the majority, technically speaking, the majority of them have issues. And maybe it's just best off that you don't actually get a chance to date them, because if they do, they might just ruin your life.